Okay, we will go ahead and reconvene the meeting, and we will continue with questions on G2, the report of the 2020-2021 school year draft opening from Mrs. Hall.
Thank you. I want to echo the remarks of my other board members that said their appreciation to staff for everything they've been doing to support students. I did have a couple of questions. One of them was around the CARES Act, the ESEA relief, the Elementary and Secondary Education Act relief money at 8.2. Was that what we originally had? Wasn't it 8.7 or something like that that we were originally expected to receive? Dr. Stockfield, I suppose, is the person to answer that question.
Yes, the original estimates were actually published by School Services of California, and it was around 8.3, so it came in just slightly after that. So it's pretty much spot on around with those early estimates.
All right. Thank you. That helps. So I did have some conversations with stakeholders, some of the parents of students that were asking about the different committees, but one of the hurdles they felt was the translation, availability of translation, how they could, were they given translation at the town hall to Spanish?
Manny, you want to? So probably Dr. Winters, can you answer that question? Yes, they were, but Dr. Winters has the details on that.
Yes, I can. Good evening. Translation was provided through the phone call system, which has been utilized in the past by the state and federal office, and that information was emailed to everybody that RSVP'd that they wanted to attend the meeting.
What does that mean? I don't understand what you mean. I was hearing from parents say they were having a hard time with getting the meeting translated and even the documents translated. So how did that work?
So the meeting itself was translated simultaneously. We had someone listening to the presentation, and they provided a phone number for parents who RSVP'd to the meeting. They were given that phone number so they could watch the YouTube and yet listen to someone translating in Spanish. Currently, the presentation is uploaded to YouTube, and you can, through closed captioning, actually listen to that in another language other than English by using the YouTube closed captioning feature.
Okay. And also, one of the issues I think parents were expressing about the conversion to distance learning, which carries into the fall, is how they monitor their children while they're utilizing these different platforms and actually check on to make sure that they're monitoring their students' work is being done and things like that. And I know that there was a suggestion made by one of the staff people that I've been speaking to is actually the Julie Walker teacher, head of the teachers representation, about having a genius bar for parents, which, if you recall, we were presented a few years back about schools using a genius bar to help students learn about how to use their devices and how to use their the different applications for their classrooms. I think the parents are asking that they have that sort of ability to access training as well. I think that was a very valid suggestion so that we could utilize, I think what they do is there's a help number. Their district probably has a help desk that people call in when they have issues, but there has to, I think for parents and for students as well, the suggestion was that they really have a more robust way to get to access help and to access training. And I think Ms. Walker's suggestion was valid, where she was saying there's a reason why teachers teach, and teaching how to use applications or how to use a device and how that applies to the parents monitoring or making sure that they can assist their students with their learning would be valid. So having a teacher help with that rather than just IT answering the helpline, because it may not be just a technical problem. It could be really something about people gaining the skills. But keeping in mind that we help parents with that is key. The friendlier we can make that, the better. And I heard when Dr. Fulcher was speaking that they were going to translate documents. So aren't we already translating documents for parents? That's required by law, right? If you 15% of your population has where English is the second language in their home, it's not their primary language, or we're required by law to translate things. Is there a big difficulty in having that happen so that parents can access translated documents when we're presenting things? Just like tonight, I was curious how they were accessing our own board meeting and understanding it while we're doing that. Normally, when we're in person having meetings, we have translators at the back of the room who, give parents devices and do live training, so or translating. So I would think that we need to do a better job if we're not already doing translation of documents ahead of time. We need to start doing that because they need access just like everybody else. So those are two points I would have asked about during this meeting. So I think staff has done a good job in trying to get the information together and inform our community. And I hope our community will continue to provide feedback. I do have concerns about how we're going to meet the needs of those communities where we've just established routes and that we don't seem to have a plan to continue giving them that service. Or even have a plan to provide equitable busing for students as we need to, because we've reduced staff in that area. But other than that, I understand where it's a work in progress. So thank you.
Mr. Pike.
Thank you, President Tarantino. I have some questions. Are the essential staff that we have, are they going to be reporting to work August 3rd?
So technically, all of us are essential workers. So no one will be reporting. We'll still be working remotely as of August 3rd if this plan continues the way it does.
Okay, so like the security guys and all that, they're going to be there on their campuses like they were like 2 months ago or a month ago?
Yeah, mostly we've had the, and Dr. Glover, you can jump in, but mostly we had our campus assistants there to help with asset protection and also helping with food delivery or food distribution.
Okay, so thank John, you, Dr. the security guy? Is he going to be still spearheading all this so that we don't get vandalisms and stuff like that?
Yeah. We have a combination of people working on that, Mr. Pike, Dr. Geary, myself, and yes, Mr. Tchaikovsky is part of that as far as using both our current custodial and gardening staff, as well as when school resumes, other folks for part of protecting our campuses.
Okay. And are we maintaining those buses that we haven't been using? I know my neighbor across the street, he 3 days a week he has to go down to the elementary school and start all the buses because he said if they go bad, then it's going to cost a lot of money. So they're paying. Are we doing something similar to that?
Dr. Geary, do you know the answer to that question?
Yes, we have our mechanics coming in on a rotating basis, so they are coming in to perform the kind of the standard maintenance on them, as well as making sure that the batteries, for example, are charged or whatnot. So we do have a rotating basis for our mechanics to come in. Yes.
Okay, great. Thank you. That's all I had.
Okay, then we will move on and continue the agenda as in the order that it was presented. The board